Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Yahweh, Yahweh, with a cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord. Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. We bless God and we praise His name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus.
Your praises rise all over this place, Father. We thank you for your presence.
Let it rise, let it rise. As our praises fill the sky, let it rise, let it rise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let it rise, let it rise.
As our praises fill the sky,
let your glory
let
rise.
Go,
oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. The glory of the Lord rises.
Glory
rise.
Glory rise.
We sing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
to be praised. So we love on you tonight.
Jesus, let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We praise you, we worship you, we glorify your name, O God. Your name, O God, is above every name. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. Glory to the bright and morning star. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory, and we cry out for mercy. Mercy for our children. Mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy for our spouses. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us. We truly repent of all that we've done that is not pleasing to you. And we cry out for mercy. We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to convict us and lead us into the paths of truth and righteousness. Oh, Father God, that we will heed to the voice of the Almighty God. Hallelujah, and do what is right in His sight. Give us that desire, that appetite to please You, Lord. To hunger and thirst after righteousness. In the name of Jesus, so that we may be filled. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we ask You, O Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. Oh, Father God, we ask You, O God, to send Your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, O God, as we pray. Let Your holy angels assist us. Let Your holy angels, O God, guide and protect us, minister to us as we go into prayer, O God. In the name of Jesus, O Father God, we ask You, Lord, to release Your fresh anointing. A fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday. Fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank You for this new day. This new day, oh God, we thank You for Your presence. For in Your presence there is fullness of joy. Oh, Father God, unspeakable joy. We thank You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We worship You, oh God. Oh, Father God, help us to love as You love. Help us to forgive others as you forgive us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, to do what is right in Your sight. Be merciful unto us, oh God. Be merciful unto us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship You. Hallelujah. We adore You. Hallelujah. We bless Your name. We praise Your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Ramasiri Kuruma Siri Karamasim. Uriamasiri Kuruma Siri Kurumasim. Hallelujah, Ramasiri Kuruma Siri Karamasim. Uriamasiri Kuruma Siri Kuruma Sirika. Hallelujah, Ramasiri Kuruma Siri Kurumasim. Hallelujah, Ramasiri Kuruma Siri Kurumasim. Oh Lord, we bless You. We praise Your name, Jesus. We say thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, 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 we bless Your name. We praise Your name. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Masiririko, the Masiririko. Hallelujah. Uriya Masiririko, the Masiririko, the Masiririko. Hallelujah. The Masiririko, the Masiririko, the Masiririko. Uri amase rere koromase, Uri amase rere koromase, Hallelujah amase rere koromase, Hallelujah amase rere aku. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Hallelujah amase rere koromase rere koromase, Uri amase rere koromase rere koromase rere koromase. Uriya masere de koromase de koromase, Hallelujah. Ramasere de koroya koromase de koromase, Uriya masere de koromase de koromase, Uriya masere de koromase de karamase, Hallelujah. Ramasere de koromase, Uriya masere de koroya masere de koromase. Uriya masere de koromase, Uriya masere de koromase, Uriya masere de koromase, koromase de koromase, Hallelujah, Uriya masere de koromase, Hallelujah, ramasere de koromase, Uriya masere de koromase de ka, Hallelujah, ramasere de koromase, Uriya masere de karamasere de ko, Hallelujah, ramasere de koromase, Uriya masere de koromase, Hallelujah, ramasere de koromase de ko. Uriya masere de koromase de ko, Hallelujah. Uriya masere de karamase, Uriya masere de koromase de ka, Hallelujah. Uriya masere de koromase de ka, Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Ye kuriya masere koro masere ka. Gere ma koro masere koro masere ka. Hallelujah. Ramasere koro masere ka ramasen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Uriya masere de koromase de koromase, Yere masere de karamase de koromase de ko, Hallelujah, ramasere de karamase de ko, Uriya masere de koromase de karamase de ko, Yere makaramase de koromase de ko, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless God. I'm just going to give a quick word for you, and I want a word for you to, God, give me a word for you to ponder over this morning. Hallelujah. He always brings up for us, when you hear the word of God, just so, hallelujah, he's amazing, amazing God. Hallelujah. Father, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Hide behind a cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Father, let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Yesterday I spoke about time, seasons, time, purpose. Today I'm going to go a little bit into the topic of Zechariah. We spoke about Zechariah being chosen by lot. If you read Luke 1, by Lot, you know, the Lot, casting lots, and he was chosen. He was a high priest. He's from the order of Aaron. All the high priests came from the order of Aaron. Hallelujah. And his wife, and the word, we said there were, the Bible tells us that there were perfect and blameless before God, that did what was right in the sight of God. But then we summarized everything and said there's a time and season. Although Elizabeth was barren according to the world, but she was not barren according to God. Amen. Because what we see with our natural is different from what we see with our spiritual. Our spiritual eyes are, when we look into the spiritual things of Almighty God, from God's perspective, the 2020 vision is wider. Hallelujah. Because you see it from a different perspective. You see it from a perspective of truth. When we look from the perspective of the word, there's a lot of clouds, so there's a lot of second guessing and thinking and all that stuff. But when you look at it through the eyes of Almighty God, hallelujah, that means you're looking at things through the eyes of truth. Through the eyes of truth. And that's the one of the best way. That's the best, because Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. And no man, and the life, and no man cometh to me but to the Father. So you want to have that, to live that life that is fruitful in Christ, you have to go through God, through Jesus Christ. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You cannot have that abundant life if you do not look at things or walk through the eyes of truth. So let's go into the topic. Zechariah. And you went, and the Lord says, take them. What does the name Zechariah mean? Hallelujah. The name Zechariah, when you look at the name of Zechariah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Zechariah means Yahweh remembers. God remembers. God remembers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God remembers. Hallelujah. So I look at the book of Isaiah 43:26. The Lord said, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together, declare that thou mayest be justified. God wants us to, we go almost at the end of the 2020. There are some promises that have been made to you through all your life, and you have not seen those promises being fulfilled. You have been doing what is right in the sight of God. Hallelujah. We are not perfect, but we are perfected through Christ. It is always your desire to do what is pleasing to God. There are times we stray away, but you're deep in your heart. God knows your heart. He sees your heart. You want to do what is right in his sight. Hallelujah. Although we get distracted like Peter, but we still want to do what is right. So that's why we call on his name. Our heart and our desire is to please God, regardless how long the promises take so long to come. Regardless how people scorn you and laugh at you and say things evil against you, you still stand on the word of God. Because why you stand? Because you believe. You believe what he says will be. You don't know the time, you don't know the season, but what God has said, his word will never go back void. And I applaud you this morning in the name of Jesus. Those of you, those of us that have been standing, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I applaud you because you've been waiting on the Lord for his promises to be fulfilled. You believe and you trust, although it seems like there is no way. So we call this moment this morning a Zechariah moment. Isaiah 43:36 said, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. God is saying, put me in the remembrance. Marco, I said, A, B, C, put me into remembrance. Put me into remembrance. You know, God remembers those things, but he wants us to remember the promises that he made. Even the promises that he made that has been fulfilled in our lives. The promises that we're walking in right now and the promises that we yet have to walk in, he wants us to put him into remembrance. He knows it, but we got to say it. We got to speak it out for him. Put me into remembrance. Let us plead together. So we call this movement a Zechariah movement. A Zechariah means Yahweh remembers. Yahweh remembers. The Zechariah was, when we look at the Old Testament, we see the priest Zechariah. Hallelujah. No wonder who Zechariah in the New Testament, praise God. Hallelujah. I love that his parents gave him that name, not knowing what will be become of this Zechariah. You see, God is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. When you study the Bible and you study that name, Zechariah, Yahweh remembers. During the time when the Persians had conquered the Babylonians, it's about in the sixth, let me give you some history. In the sixth century, the Jews were allowed to return from exile and rebuild their temple. God realized that the Israelites needed a little motivation and called upon the prophet Zechariah to help. Hallelujah. And the prophet reassures the people of Israel of God's continued covenant with them. The prophet came to reassure that God is a covenant-keeping God and assure the people of God's abiding comfort and care. In other words, Zechariah served to remind the Israelites that God, Yahweh, remembers. Yahweh remembers. I want to tell you that God, Yahweh, Almighty God, remembers what he has spoken in your life. And God has sent me to give you a Zechariah moment. He remembers. When we look at Zechariah 1:17, thus says the Lord, I will again comfort Zion and again choose Jerusalem. God said, I will again comfort, whatever your name is, I will again comfort Mariamma, I will again comfort, I will again, this is God speaking to you as an individual, put your name there, Zechariah 1:17, and again choose Jerusalem, hallelujah, Yahweh remembers. Aside from this Zechariah, there is also a New Testament figure by this name. It belongs to the father of John the Baptist. In this biblical story, Zechariah's wife Elizabeth became pregnant very late in life, way past childbearing years. And we mean way past. Zechariah didn't believe it and was thus stuck dumb as punishment for his disbelief. He couldn't speak. After the baby John was born, his speech was restored to him. But any relevant remarks he may have made are lost to history. It must not have been too bad. However, because he was named as sin, his speech day is celebrated on November 15. The Lord remembers. I just give you a little bit of history. The Lord remembers. Hallelujah. Sometimes the English evangelists swap the E. It's the same name. But you look at the book of Luke 1, it's the same name, but things change. The English drop the E for A and change it to Z-A-C, which is the popular version, but it's the same name. And the Bible, and then when we look at the history, the Puritans came and put the E right back to the Hebrew version. Yahweh remembers. I'm just giving you a little history to let you know that God remembers his promises in your life. God remembers. You having a Zechariah moment. We having it this morning. And there's anointing on the Zechariah movement. Read Zechariah 1-17. If you have time, you can read the whole book of Zechariah in the Old Testament. A prophet God said to reassure his people of his covenant promises. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord has sent me this morning to let you know that he remembers all the covenant promises that he has made in your life as individuals. Hallelujah. He remembers. He remembers. The Lord remembers. Hallelujah. Little did the Zechariah in the New Testament, his parents knew what would happen. But thank God for the name, the Lord remembers. 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 The Lord remembers his promises in your life. Hallelujah. The Lord remembers all those prophetic words that prophets gave you, authentic word. The Lord remembers. Hallelujah. Begin to claim your promises and be assured, regardless of what you see going on, hold on to the word of God. It will surely come to pass. It came to pass for Zechariah and Elizabeth. What man thought was impossible, it became possible. I want to assure you this morning, the Lord remembers. He knows your name. He knows the amount of strength on your hand. As a matter of fact, God wrote your story of your life. You will fulfill his promise in your life. Don't give up. You're right there. Look, the devil will come when you're almost close to the finish line. And you will get some stones that will be thrown left and right. Stones will come from friends. Stones will come from family. Stones will come from all over. Hallelujah. But remember, it will not touch you. It might be intense. It will not touch you. Don't give up. Go forward. You're about to walk into the promises. You're about to birth some things that the Lord has ordained for your life. That's why he protected you all this time. That's why he kept you covered. That's why you're not dead yet. That's why you're still alive. That's why you are here today. That's why. Who you think they protecting you and keeping evil away? It's the Lord. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Thank you for this Zechariah moment. Yahweh remembers. Yahweh remembers. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, there's so many times we get discouraged, including myself. But thank you for reassuring us this morning that you remember that your promises are yes and amen. Thank you for the strength that you've given us. Thank you for the renewal of faith that you've given us. Thank you, Lord, for this Zechariah moment. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you. Yahweh remembers. There's a song that, why should you, don't be discouraged. His eyes is on the sparrow. And I know, yes, I know. He watches over me. He watches over his word. And it will be performed. This is your time. This is your season to fulfill God's divine purpose. Yahweh remembers. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all. Now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Remember, Yahweh remembers. You must remember that Yahweh remembers. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.